Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your Top Third Ag Marketing pre-opening grain comments for Wednesday, May 1st. Mixed overnight in the grains with corn and wheat higher, soybeans lower. Wet weather still the story across most of the Midwest here, adding to some concerns about planting delays. We'll see if that becomes enough to get the funds to continue to work on covering those extensive short positions. So overnight we had July up 2 cents at 364.5, December up 2.25 at 383.25, again bumping up against resistance as we did on Monday at that March 29th report low. We'll see if we can get enough impetus to pop through there. The 20-day moving average also at those levels, so that may be another bit of a spurring to get that short covering going. In the wheat, we had July up a nickel at 433.75, Kansas City July up 4 cents at 398. A little bit of a bounce here after this recent sell-off with 20 cents in the last couple of days. We've got a crop tour going on in Kansas. The first numbers coming in out of the north central areas at 46.9 bushels per acre this versus 38.2 last year. So the results coming in better, and that has to be balanced against the lowest acres in 100 years. But we will see if they can eventually find some sort of bottom here in the wheat. Taking a look at beans, we've got July down 2.5 cents at 851.5. November down 2.25 at 872.5. Just near yesterday's low at 872.25. Maybe this is kind of panning out here. Now what is bullish for corn is looking bearish for beans as the idea of delays maybe gets a little more real. That also means that some of those acres will be moving into beans, so that weighing on the beans overnight. And the talks in Beijing wrapped off. Secretary Mnuchin saying that they were productive and they moved to D.C. next week, so we will have to see how that goes. There is ideas that they may be dropping the cyber theft enforcement or conditions on this deal and referring to earlier deals there to try and get something done quickly. Rains again are still hampering planting in the Midwest, and more forecast for next week after a bit of a dry spell over the weekend. So we will keep a very sharp eye on those reports. Outside markets, you've got the dollar down 5 ticks, 97.15. Crude oil down 10 cents a barrel at 63.81. And you got the stock market trading about 60 points higher overnight. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.